if you were, say, if you had been in Hattiesburg, how would you say that? Would you say I was over in Hattiesburg, or down in Hattiesburg, or up to Hattiesburg?
Down in Hattiesburg.
Okay. And how would you use these words, up, down, or over? Can you give me some examples of, like, with some of the cities around here?
Well, they say down to Hattiesburg. I don't know why. I guess because it's going on farther down south.
Okay. What about, say, Meridian?
Up to Meridian, they say.
Okay, and
up to Jackson. I don't know why, but that's this way they refer to it.
Is Jackson north of here?
Yes.
What about, say, if you're talking about Atlanta? Birmingham.
Over to Birmingham, I think they say over to Birmingham, I think.
Okay. And you said he doesn't live here, he lives
over there.
Okay. Or say the Browns lived a few houses away, you say he lives
two or three blocks from me.
Okay. Say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch.
Okay. And something that young people like to do, to go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music. You call that a
dance?
Okay. Do you remember names for different kinds of dances?
Yeah, the jitterbug, the slow drag, and the
slow drag.
Yes.
What's that?
Where you dance real slow to the music. Jitterbug was real fast.
If you ever heard any names for a dance that you have at home?
No.
Okay. Say, if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school?
Close.
Okay. And after vacation, children might ask, when does school
start again?
Okay. And say if a boy left home to go to school but never showed up in school that day, you say that he
Wait, no. He skipped school, but they don't call it skip school. He cut class.
Okay. What did you call it when you were growing up?
Oh, they didn't do it then. So I didn't ever hear that word.
Yeah. You say you go to school to get a
education.
Okay. And after high school, you go on to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
public school.
Or
a big school. Like
but the particular grade or class that
first
you
grade.
Huh?
First grade.
Okay. Any older expression for that?
Primer. They used to have a primer.
Was that?
That wasn't the first grade. You had a little primer, a big primer in the first grade. Yes.
What did you do in the
little primer? Little primer, you begin to read, and little book just maybe had two word sentences or three words on something. Then your big primer had more, a longer sentence. You know.
How long would you stay in the little primer?
A year, 9 months. Yes.
So by the time you got to first grade, you could read pretty good, I guess.
Yes.
You say years ago children sat on benches, but now they sit at
seats or desks.
Okay. And each child has his own
desk.
Okay. And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
Okay. And if you wanted to mail a package, you'd go to the
post office.
Okay. And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a
motel or hotel.
Okay. And you'd see a play or a movie at a
theater.
And if you were real sick, you might have to go into the
hospital.
And the woman that would look after you there would be the
nurse.
And if you wanted to catch a train, you'd go to the